HarperCollins presents Elephants. Birth, Death and Family in the Lives of the Giants by Hannah Mumby. Read by Gemma Lawrence. Prologue. What do you see when you look in the mirror? A sentient being? One with a family and broader social network, a history and memory? An individual with myriad identities, complex relationships fostered over a, potentially, hopefully, long life. Someone capable of expressing emotion, conveying information, communicating with and recognising lots of other individuals and members of other species. Someone aware that they're looking at a reflection of themselves in the mirror. When I look in the mirror, I see an elephant. That might sound implausible. Let's peer again. Of course, I see glasses, or the blur that comes with the lack of glasses, and blonde hair and more spots than a 32-year-old should ever have. I don't see grey, wrinkled skin, at least not to the extent that I could seriously be classified as a thick-skinned pachyderm, or tusks. I don't have a trunk, although I heartily wish I did for practical purposes. But we all know that when you look in the mirror, it's not actually you that you're looking at. It's a perception of reflection. The reason I see myself as an elephant is that when you strip back all the packaging, I don't think I'm different to an elephant in many ways. All the questions I posed above could be answered in the affirmative by an elephant if she were asked. You don't even have to ask her. You just have to watch her live her life. In this book, I'm asking you to squint a little bit into the mirror and reflect on the fact that you might have a lot in common with an elephant. I will go through my experiences with elephants, loosely based around key landmarks in the map of an elephant and human life. I'll discuss their behaviour, physical changes and interactions with humans they have over the course of their lives. The ultimate aim is to reintroduce you to elephants, not just as majestic and incredible creatures, but also as relatable individuals, friends or even family members, which they become to the people who live alongside them. This is not to lose the science or the wonder, but to give us the tools to rethink our approach to animals and perhaps our priorities in conservation, or just how we define our friendship circle. And to highlight the fact that who we are isn't always as obvious as we might think. To be very clear, this is not the book I intended to write. Early in the process, as a visiting scholar, I sat on an oval of grass at Colorado State University, the bright sun glaring on the screen as I typed on my laptop. It was a devastatingly sunny early autumn day, unfamiliar enough to surprise me and challenge me to confront my barely concealed resentment that a season defined by endings and the spectre of death should be so riotously bright and beautiful. Autumn in Cambridge, the one in England, the one I knew too well, was somehow less contradictory, much more comforting in its gloom. One of the students I teach in my Fulbright capacity approached me and asked what I was doing, and I told him I was attempting to write a popular science book about elephants. He told me it was a bit presumptuous to suppose it would be popular. So, advice heeded, I decided I was trying to write a science book on the topic of elephants. It seemed like an opportunity to convey my ideas to a wider audience than I'd ever had before. I was also excited to go beyond the bounds of my academic writing. After all, there's writing about elephants, and then there's writing about actually being an elephant. I know which I think is more fun, and if you can't guess, I'm trumpeting as I write this. So, there I was. Colorado, fall, autumn in my head, my scientific knowledge distilling into something resembling a passable scotch. Where could I go wrong? Then I wrote something which didn't feel right at all, a chronological and stale list of stuff about elephants. I talked to people and they kept telling me the same thing. I can't see you in this writing, and I don't see the science shining through. I had wanted the latter without the former. As with many scientists, I liked...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?